Okay, Shalom Ravos, today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Vav, and we're here at Mem Hey Amud Beis. Add the two dots, about 10 lines up. K'maseu Bechol. I mean, it said in the Mishnah that the same way that they would take the Aravos, right, so during the week, so too they would do it on Shabbos. What's called, except that they would cut the Aravos before Shabbos. And then Rabbi Yochanan ben Barokas had said, and this is what the Gemara is going to talk about, that they would take palm branches, almost the lulavim type. And they would beat them on the ground near the Mizbech, and that they would call the day of the beating of the palm branches. So, Rav Huna, my time with Rabbi Yochanan ben Barokah. Where does Rabbi Yochanan ben Barokah get this idea that you have to beat the lulavim? So, or not the lulavim that you use for the mitzvah, but other lulavim. So he says, Dichtiv, because the pasuk says kapos. Right, it says the word kapos, right? It says kapos tamarim, shnayim. It's plural, right? Achas lulav, achas lalu mizbech. One for the lulav, right? And then one for the mizbech. Right, for this mitzvah of beating the branches of the lulavim. Rabbanan Amri, Rabbanan say no, kapas ksiv, right? It's only written when it's written kapos, it's written without the vav, so it's written singular, so therefore they only hold that you don't have to do this mitzvah, they only hold that the mitzvah of the palm branch, right, is the lulav. So Rabbi Levi says, no, a little bit different, that the whole reason for Rabbi Yochanan ben Barokah is ketamar, because just like a date, meaning just like a date palm, meaning a palm tree, right? Like a palm tree. What are we trying to symbolize with the palm tree, with the palm branches? Ma tamar ze ein lo elo lev echad af Yisrael ein lahem elo lev echad la aviyam sheva shemayim. Just like the date palm has one heart, so too Am Yisrael only has one heart, meaning we're all focused towards avinu sheva shemayim. What in the world does it mean that a palm tree has a heart? So if you look at Rashi, he says that, fascinatingly enough, that apparently the sap in the date tree, apparently is only found in its bark, in the trunk, and not found in the branches. So apparently that was that's the inyan of a heart, meaning that the sap or the heart, the blood, quote unquote, going through the veins of the palm tree. Apparently, it's only in the trunk and doesn't extend upwards, as opposed to all other trees which have it running throughout the entire tree. Okay, fascinating. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel Lulav Shiva V'Sukkah Yom Echad. I'm going to have a bunch of different opinions over here as to this is really should be like some sort of two dots. But if you look at Rashi, Sukkah Shiva, what is that for? So the bracha. I mean, the question here is going to be, how many days and how many times do you make a bracha on the Sukkah, and how many times do you make a bracha on the Lulav? And the Gemara is then going to go into a discussion of other brachos on other mitzvos that will be most of Amud Aleph. So the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel says that Lulav, we make a bracha all 7 days, but Sukkah, we only make a bracha on the first day. My time, and what's the reason? Lulav demafke leilos miyamim. So since by a lulav, you're not chayiv at night, right? The night is separate from the day. So therefore, kol yom mitzvah benafshinu. So therefore, each day, right, there's a new chiyuv here, because the night has stopped the previous chiyuv, and the next day is the new chiyuv, so therefore you make a new bracha. But Sukkah, lomafzike leilos miyamim, but Sukkah, there is no separation, right? You're chayiv to eat in the Sukkah at day and at night, right? You're chayiv to sleep in the Sukkah, chayiv to do all those things in the Sukkah, right? It never stops. So therefore, kulu shiva kechad yom arechtadamu, so therefore all 7 days of Sukkahs, right, the chiyuv of Sukkah is like one long day, and therefore you only make one bracha. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Sukkah Shiva, v'lulav yom echad. He says the opposite, that you make a bracha every single day you sit in the Sukkah for 7 days of Sukkahs, and lulav you only make once. My time, and what's the reason? Well, very simply, Sukkah d'araisa Shiva, lulav d'rabanan, sagile b'chad yoma. But since Sukkah is a din, the mitzvah d'araisa, lulav, which nowadays is d'rabanan, so then we only make one bracha, and that's fine. Ki asara, Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, they said, Ravin said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Again, that was Rav Bar Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Ravin says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Echadzeh Vechadzeh Shiva, and this is certainly how he paskin, right, that no, you make a bracha on the lulav and the sukkah for each of the 7 days of sukkahs. And Amar Rabbi Yosef, interestingly enough, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Nakut de Rav Bar Yochanan biyadcha. Take this version of Rav Bar Yochanan in your hands. Now, it doesn't mean, right, the version of Rabbi Bar Yochanan about the lulav for one day, Rashi explains, includes you in, that he's only talking about the sukkah, meaning that the machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan, who says you make a bracha on each 7 days, each of the 7 days of Sukkot for the Sukkah, as opposed to Shmuel, who says you make a bracha only on one day for the Sukkah, he's take this opinion of Rabbi Yochanan in your hands, meaning that you should make a bracha in the Sukkah for each of this, for the 7 days. The Kula Amorai Kaimi Kavasei B'Sukkah, because all the Amoraim agree with Rabbi Yochanan in terms of Sukkah, right? And they, therefore they agree that you should make a bracha, right, for all 7 days. Maybe, hold on 1 second, ask you a question. When a person arranges his lulav, he says the Shechianim. Now you'll see, obviously, the halacha, we don't do that. We do that, we wait, as the Gemara will say in a second, to make the Shechianu when we take it for the first time. But okay, if you make a lulav for yourself, right, you say Shechianu. Not lulav, once you take it, Amar Baruch Hashem Kishan Rezavis Hana Alat Yaz Lulav, okay. And even though you made the bracha the first day, right, you make a bracha every single day. Right, that's on the lulav. If I was a sukkah, the atzmo person makes himself a sukkah, Amar Baruch Shechianu Kimanu Vigan as well as that. Okay. Nichnas Leishav Ba, when he goes into sitting it, Amar Hashem Kishan Rezavis Yivan Leishav Basukkah, right, you say that bracha Leishav. And once you make the bracha on the first day, so then you do not need to make a bracha on any other day. So kashi lulav alulav, kashi sukkah sukkah. So again, this brisa, right, contradicts Rabbi Yochanan by lulav, because he said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they only make a bracha on the first day of lulav. And sukkah sukkah, he also contradicts Rabbi Yochanan, right, when he said that you should make a bracha every single day of sukkah on the sukkah. And here the Brisa says you only make on the first day. So Gemara says Bishlam lulav lulav vokasha. No, the steer between lulav and lulav is no problem. Meaning whether we make it for 1 day, whether we make it for 7 days, what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and the Brisa? Kambas ben that makes them make tashkayim. Kambas manj ein beis something tashkayim. It depends when the beis hamikdash is standing. If the beis hamikdash is standing, so then it's mitzvah to take lulav all 7 days, right? At least in the beis hamikdash, right? Okay, but certainly in the gvulin perhaps as well. Or meaning there is a concept of taking the lulav derais all 7 days. So therefore, you would make a bracha. But by the aim bis hamikdashkayim, so then you would only make it a single day. Sukkah kasha. But what's the problem? Right, if you still have a stira between the two opinions of what you do with the sukkah. So Gemara says tanahi, it's actually a machlokas tanayim. So the tanya, and that's what, and that will resolve the two braises, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says they make a, do you make a bracha on the sukkah 1 day or for 7 days? So this is a machlokas tanayim. The tanya is willing to braise. It's actually the braise is not actually by sukkah, but it's by other cases of mitzvah that are similar. Right? The parallel is the same. Right? Tefillin calls matcha menichin. Whenever you put on your tefillin, so mevarech aleihem, right? You should make a bracha on them. Meaning, even if you take them off, let's say in the middle of the day, right? So then you should, and you put them back on again, so then you should make another bracha. So that's what Rebbe says. The Chachamim omrim, enu mevarech ala shachris bilvad. The Chachamim say, no, you make one bracha on tefillin in the morning, and that's it. So that's, again, our brisa. That says that that's the same machlokas. I mean, no matter how many times you go into the sukkah, or how, no matter how many times you put on tefillin, you make one bracha right at the beginning. So that's what the chacham, that's what that shita says. You only make a bracha on the sukkah at once. Since again, since we pointed out, like, according to that shita, according to that concept, right, by Shmuel, that if according to that opinion that says you only make a sukkah once at the beginning of sukkahs, so he holds that, you know, the sukkah, the zechiyah is going to sukkah continuously, right? It's considered to be one long day. So right, same thing by tefillin, right? Just like you would make one bracha on the tefillin for one long day, so too one bracha on the sukkah for one long day, even though that day, quote unquote, is seven normal days. But according to the other opinion, right, you make a bracha every time you put on your tefillin, you take off your tefillin. So every time you go into sukkah, every time you take off the tefillin, and every time you go into the sukkah as well. It's my who said, Rabbi Amar Hilchus like Rabbi. Rabbi said the halachas like Rabbi, that you would make a bracha every time you took off your tefillin. For Rabbi Amar Hilchus like Rabbanan. And the Rabbi said the halachas like the Rabbanan. So Rav Mari brought the Bas Shmuel. Rav Mari said, Rav Mari, the son of Shmuel's daughter, right, so Shmuel's grandson, yeah. So Chazina lay the Rabbi, the low of it, Kish might say. Right, I saw Rava that he doesn't hold like himself. I mean, he doesn't hold like the Rabbanan, rather he holds like Rebbe. Right, Ela Makdim Bekayva Ayal Vizakise. He would go to the bathroom. Nafik V'Mashi Yadei Umarach Tefillin Umavarech. Right, he would go wash his hands, put on his tefillin, and he would make a bracha. V'Chayistruk Zimna Achrina Ayal Vizakise V'Nafik V'Mashi Yadecha Umarach Tefillin Umavarech. And again, if you have to go again, right, so then he would take his tefillin off and put his tefillin back on, and he would make a bracha. So you see that he took it back, that he paskin like Rebbe. We also do like Rabbi, umuvarach and kol shiva, and therefore we make a bracha for all 7 days of Sukkot. Sure enough, he saw Rav Papi, right? Rav Papi as well. Anytime he put on his tefillin, he would make a bracha. Okay. Rabbanan the Rav Ashi, the Rabbanan that had the base membership of Rav Ashi, called Amos the Meshamshi Behu Mevarche. Now, anytime they would touch their tefillin, and anytime they would be Meshamshi, right? Anytime they would touch their tefillin, they would also make a bracha, right? Remember the Gemara at the beginning of Yuma, that a person should always kind of touch his tefillin or really be aware that he's wearing his tefillin, so that every time they would touch their tefillin, they would make a bracha. I'm going to review them. Shmuel mitzvahs lulav kol shiva. Now, Shmuel says that the mitzvah, again, shifting gears back to lulav, mitzvah of the lulav is all 7 days. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Yom Rishon, mitzvahs lulav, mekam eilech mitzvah zakenim. Rabbi Shimon Levi says on the first day it's a mitzvah, and the second day, right, the rest of the days it's mitzvahs zakenim, i.e., durabanan. So again, according to Shmuel, it's mitzvahs lulav kol shiva, means it's daraisa all 7 days. Rabbi Shimon Levi says the first day is daraisa, and the rest of the days is durabanan. Rabbi Yitzchak says, kol yom mitzvahs zakenim, really every single day. Is it in the Rabbanan? Vafilu Yom Rishon, even the first day. That doesn't go against everything we've been learning in the whole Masechta. Vakayim Alon Derav Rishon Daraisa. Didn't you tell us that the first day is for to do Lulav is Daraisa? So Ema Bar Yom Rishon. You're right. Adjust Rabbi Yitzchak to say, except for the first day, the rest of the days are the Rabbanan. Okay, the Gemara says, Yehachi Hani Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi. Well, that's exactly what Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi said, that the first day is Daraisa and the rest of the days is the Rabbanan. The Gemara says, Ema, so he said, you're right, Enoch Nami, V'chein Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak. He said, just say that Rabbi Yitzchak agrees with Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi. V'af Rav suffer kol shiva mitzvah lulav, and even Rav holds that all 7 days is a mitzvah Daraisa to shake the lulav, Damar, Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Amar Dikner Shal Chanukah Tzarech Levarech. That anybody who lights the candles of Chanukah has to make a bracha. Rabbi Yirmi Amar Haroa Ner Chanukah Tzarech Levarech. Anybody who sees the Ner Chanukah has to make a bracha. So clearly, again, if Rav is saying that you have to make a mitzvah, so right, he must hold that the mitzvah, there is a mitzvah for the rest of the 7 days, of the whole days. Meaning, Rav holds that not that it's daraisa, but right. So if you this, not that it's daraisa over here, right, what's it called? Rav suffer. If you look at Rashi, Rav suffer la kol shiva. Right. Even Rav holds that you need to the mitzvah's lulav for 7 days. So a boy bracha. Right, and again, he's not weighing in on the Daraisa Darabanan, he's just saying that there needs to be a bracha, Alpha Gavdimi Darabanan Ho Broi Bracha, right? Even though Rav holds that the first day is Daraisa and the rest of the days are Darabanan, still requires a bracha, and that's how you get the proof from Chanukah, right? Anybody who lights candles, right, even though it's Darabanan, right, you need to make a bracha. And Rabbi Yirmiyah, again, this is a sugya, right, with our Nir Shabbos, right, Haroa Nir Chanukah Shulchan Tzarech Levarech, even if you see the Nir Chanukah, you make a bracha, and as Rashi explains over here, and also in Shabbos, right, that's only if someone did not light in their own house. Okay, my Mevarech, what does he make a bracha? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon Hamadlik Mevarech Shalosh, right, Haroa Roesh Mevarech Shtayim, right, again, this is from the Gemara in Shabbos, if you remember. What do you make the what bracha do you make on Chanukah? So Rav says, Rav Yehuda says on the first day you make three brachas, right? Hamadlik, Asher Kisam Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, right? Ashel Sanisim and Shechianim. Right? If you see it, obviously, if you only see the Ner Chanukah, obviously you're not going to make the bracha of the Hadlik, but you'll see the other, you'll say the other two brachas. Of Shachianu and Shas Anisim, Mekan ve'Elach, but the rest of the 8 days of Chanukah. So then, Madlik Mevarach Shtayim, Varoa Mevarach Achas. Right, obviously you subtract Shachianu. Right, the Gemara over there has a question. Maybe you should subtract Shas Anisim. Right, okay, that's a whole Chanukah Torah, but that doesn't. We don't have that over here. So Gemara says, Jumai Mevarach, what do you make? Baruch Hashem Yishanu Mitzavet Zivanu Ladik Ner Shel Chanukah. So the Gemara asks the famous question. Right? How do you say, again, we've been talking about making a bracha on a mitzvah derabanan, whether it's Chanukah, whether it's the 6 days of lulav, what bracha do you say? Asher kidishanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu, right? Alantilas lulav or lahadig ner shel Chanukah. Heichan tzivanu, where did God command us? These are dinim derabanan. So Gemara says, milos asur, and this is how all the Rabbanans, the Rabbanans have an extra weight, have an added weight. The Pasuk says, lo sasur, and kol asher tagidu yaginu small. Lo sasur, and kol asher tagidu yagidu yaginu small. I forget exactly, but lo sasur, the Pasuk goes that you shouldn't deviate from anything Chachamim tell you, right or left, right, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to listen to the Chachamim. So that's how we can make a bracha of Vitzivanu, that God commanded us, right, to listen to the Chachamim, Motovodas, to the Hadling Nershul Chanukah, or take the lulav for the entirety of the Chag. From Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says it's a different pasuk. Right? Pasuk says, Shalavi Chavia Geircha, right, that ask your father and he'll tell you. That's pashtus, that's exactly what's it called? That's exactly what. Also, that you, if your fathers are telling you what to do, right? Again, that you can. Hashem is telling us, Shalavicha, right? Ask your fathers, and he will tell you what to do. Right? That's also how we see that Hashem commanded us. And the Gemara here it has in parentheses, but it does add this whole thing that I said before. Right? What bracha do you take out? Right? Do you take out Shachianu? Why don't you take out Chasanisim? Okay, that's a whole Chanukah Torah that we'll skip. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Masni Lab Hedya. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak taught it beferish, right, in the Braisa. Amar Rav, the Rav said, Kol Shivas Mitzvahs Lulav. That is that all 7 days, right, there's a mitzvah of Lulav, right? He taught that beferish as a part of what's it called? What does that mean? That part of the Braisa. Meaning that. One second, hold on, what does that mean? Nachon, because before we said that even Rav holds that you make a bracha for all 7 days, because Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, you make a bracha on Chanukah. So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, right, taught it straight up, that Rav said straight up, without all this inference from Chanukah, Rav just said that you make a bracha all 7 days. Of Sukkot on the lulav, okay, right, and just a minor detail in terms of how Rav said it, but also important. Okay, Tan Rabbanan with another brisa. Ha'osa Sukkah la'atzma Amar Baruch Shachianu. If you make a Sukkah, you say Shachianu. Nichnas liyashiv ba. If you go out to sit in the Sukkah, Amar Baruch Shachianu, etc. Leishiv ba Sukkah. Ha'isa asuya ve'omedes. If the Sukkah was just standing there, so im yochel chadish ba'davar. If you can make something new, if you can add some decorations or some kind of make something, you know, kind of fix it up, some mavarech, then you can make a bracha because you, again, you added and you kind of helped create the sukkah. If you don't, then kishikanes leishivba, then when you go in to sit, so then mavarech shtayim, you should make both brachas, right? You should say shechianu when you go in and sit. Sure enough, that's what we do. Amar Ravashi chazin. Again, that's not why we do it, but this is again, this is not the alibi helchasa. Okay, this we'll see right now. Yeah, Amar Ravashi, Chazina Leila Rav Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana, the Kamar Lehu, the Kulu, Akasa, the Kiddusha, right? He said all the brachos over Kiddush, right? That's sure enough, Shachianu and Leishev, right? That's exactly what we do. And again, it's a Shem in a month, right? We'll learn these a little bit, the Hilkasa, but not for now. Tan Rabbanan will another brisa. Hayu lefan of mitzvos harbe. If you had a lot of mitzvos to do, right? Baruch Hashem, you're blessed with mitzvos, you have a lot of them lined up. Omer, you should say the bracha, bracha, asher geshanu v'zavet zivanu, ala mitzvos. Bracha you don't find so commonly. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, mevarech al kol achas ve'achas b'fnei asma. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you have a bunch of brachas that you need to make brachas for, you don't say this ala mitzvos bracha and pater all of them. That's where, say, for example, you had a mitzvah, I don't know, these are probably not good examples, but you had to put on tzitzis, and you had to shake the lulav, and you had to, I'm trying to think of another mitzvah that requires a bracha. Alright, anyway, you had a bunch of mitzvahs lined up, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could say this one thing of ala mitzvah, not Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bracha on each one of them. Who was it? It was the Braisa, Tanakama, said you can make this one bracha that bothers you from all of them, right? That's not how we pass it. I'm Rabbi Zeira, Vitim, Rabbi Hanina, Ben Bar Papa. Helchazak Rabbi Yehuda, sure enough, Helchazak Rabbi Yehuda, that you gotta make the Alantzias Lulav and the Alantzias Tzitzis and write out all the brachos on their own. Let's say you have to put up a mezuzah, right? The Kabbalah mezuzah, right? You have to make all the brachos on your own. V'am Rabbi Zeira, V'am V'yitim Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, what is Rabbi Yehuda's logic? T'chtiv, because the pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. You should bless Hashem every single day. T'chiv Yom Mevarach HaNoso V'layla Yom Mevarach HaNoso. What, you only bless Him during the day and not at night? Ela ba lomer lecha b'chol yom v'yom tein lo me'in v'rechosa. Right, really, what does it mean? It means every single day, right, give Him, right, His quote-unquote, His quota, right, of brachos. Or the type of bracha that is relevant to each day, right, give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's probably a more accurate way to say it, right? If you look at Rashi, Shal Shabbos, Main Shal Shabbos, Shal Chol, Main Shal Chol, Shal Yontif, Main Shal Yontif, HaMa'ora, right? You should say the brachas that are shayach to each day, right? So Achanami says, so do over here, B'chol Davar V'Davar, Tein Lo Me'in Brachosav, for every single thing that you're faced with, you should also say a separate bracha for each mitzvah that you are you're encountering. Check it out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like humanity, human flesh. But midas baser v'dam. How does it work down here, right, with people? Kli reikon, machzik male. An empty cup is able to be filled, is able to hold, right, a full amount. Right, like empty glass can hold a full amount of water. Machzik, he is able to hold. Male, meaning a full cup, eno machzik, is not able to hold, let's say, more water. Avo midas kosh baruch hu, but how does kosh baruch hu work? Male machzik, reikon eno machzik, is the opposite. Someone thinking it is full is able to hold, and something that's empty is not able to hold. As you'll see in the pasuk, the Gemara explains in a second, talking about divrei Torah, right? A person who's able to who's the person who's able to learn more Torah? Someone who has started already, right? You build, you keep on building. A person who's filled with Torah can always hear more Torah, but someone who is empty of Torah, you can't necessarily fill them up, right? Yeah, obviously you got to start somewhere, but you can't, it does not hold, right, the Torah that he learns. If a person just disregards it, it does not stay with him. Shemar, as Pasuk says, "Vaya im shama tishma," right? Im shama tishma, v'im lav lo tishma. And if you listen, right, you will hear. Right? And if you don't, then you won't hear. Right? Again, only someone who is able to listen, someone who has begun listening, can hear again. Devar acher, what is another way to understand? So, im shama biyashan tishma v'chadash. If you heard in the past, right, if you heard some old divrei Torah, then you'll be able to hear new Torah. V'im yifne levavcha shuv lo tishma. And if your heart will turn, right, and then that's a good. Then if your heart turns away, meaning you don't concentrate, you don't continue and keep up your learning, so then, right, then you won't learn. Right, you'll be empty again, and you won't be able to further learn in more Torah. Right, it won't. It doesn't work. You don't get these avonos. Miad tinokos. Again, we said in the Mishnah, if you remember, right, we had this whole discussion who exactly does it, but they take the esrogim and they love him, and the esrogim, they bite the esrogim and they hit each other with love him. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, esrog b'shvi aser b'shmini mutar. So the question is, what is the halacha with the esrog on, and let's say the lulav, and you'll see the sukkah as well, we're going to talk about on Shmini Atzeres. Again, because you see it right, in the Beis HaMikdash, according to our Mishnah, right, they took the esrog, as soon as they were done, right in the middle of Hoshana Rabbah, right, they took the esrog, started eating it. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan says that esrog is actually usher on the seventh day, right? Even after you're done with it, right, on Shmini, because it's still Yontif. But by Shmini, on Shmini Atzeres, right, that's mother, because then right, circus is done, and you don't need the esrog anymore. Sukkah, but a sukkah, afilu b'Shmini asura. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even the eighth day, on the eighth day, even a sukkah is usher in Shmini Atzeres, and we'll talk about in a second. Meaning again, when I say usher, it's not usher to go in, but it's usher to use it for anything else. Right, to what's it called? To, let's say, if you want to use the schach to burn or whatever, that's what Rashi says, la sukkah. If you want to use the wood for a mundane, regular, normal purpose, so then that would be usher. Reish Lakish says, esrog ofilu b'shvi nami mutter. Then Reish Lakish says, no, it's already mutter to use the esrog on the seventh day, right after you're done davening. So again, Rabbi Yochanan says, the sukkah is usher even on Shmini Atzeres, the esrog is usher is on the seventh day on Hoshana Rabbah, and Rabbi Shlakish says, no, the esrog is already mutter on Hoshana Rabbah after you're done davening. My kamifli, what's machogas? Mar sever the mitzvah it's katzai, mar sever the kuliyama it's katzai. When do they become quote unquote muktzah? Now, it doesn't mean muktzah, but it means muktzah literally means set aside, or not set aside, rather. So, meaning that the question is, right, that how do you judge what the esrog and the sukkah are set aside for? Is it set aside for the mitzvah, and once the mitzvah is done, so then you can use it? So after on the seventh day, you're done with the shaking lulav and esrog, so the esrog reverts to being just a fruit, and you can do whatever you want. Or do you hold it? No, once the day hits, and you need it for a mitzvah on that day, so then it is kadosh and for that entire day. So that's a machlokes Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says Rabbi Yochanan, 1 second. Our Mishnah, miyad tinoko shomtin lulavim ve'ochlan esrogim. This is very clear that you take the esrogim on Hoshana Rabbah on the seventh day, right after you done davening. They ate them, right? Clearly, it shows that the esrog is mutter for use on the seventh day. My love will do the gedolim, right? The Mishnah talks about the esrogim of the ketanim, but it seems obvious that the gedolim as well. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Lo, tinokos dafka." No. The tinokos, we're talking about the children's esrogim specifically, right? That's a very specific point that the Mishnah makes. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan say back to him. Yigidamri, some people say that the same back and forth, just phrased a little differently. Esrei Rabbi Yochanan the Rish Lakish, that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who asked on Rish Lakish. Me'at Tinoko, Shumten is Lulavam, Yochanan Sorgam, and Tinoko is in Gedolan Lo. Right, apparently you see from the Mishnah that the Gedolan, right, they wouldn't use the Esrogim of the Gedolan, i.e. implying that the Esrogim of the Gedolan, of the adults, were usher on the eighth day, right? They would only take the children's Lulavim. And Esrogim. So the Gemara says, Rish Lakish would simply say back to him, no, hu adin, afilu gedolim. No, you could even take the Esrog of the gedolim, and it's mutter for use on Hashanah Rabbah, right, again, according to Rish Lakish. Fayda k'tani tinokos, aye, so why does the Mishnah say they took the kids who love Esrogim? Orcha demilsa k'tani, it's just much more common that the kids will be playing around with the Esrogim than the adults. If you notice, right, again, I didn't really highlight it so much, but Rabbi Yochanan says that the esrog is mutter, the esrog is usher on Shmini Atzeres. Sorry, the esrog is usher on Hoshanah Rabbah and mutter on Shmini Atzeres, but the sukkah is usher even through Shmini Atzeres. What's the difference between the esrog and the sukkah? So Amalei, he said to him, sukkah dechazi lebein hashmashos. Because a sukkah is fit for use, right? You're able to use the sukkah to do the mitzvah, benish mashos of Hoshanah Rabbah into Shmini Atzeres. These ramele sud also, because if for whatever reason you make a suda on, let's say, right before benish mashos and Hoshanah Rabbah, by the mesa begava omechal begava, you'd have to go into the sukkah. So therefore, it's considered the benish mashos, and therefore it becomes muktzah for benish mashos, because you'd have to go into the sukkah. Umigud is considered the benish mashos, once it's set aside for the mitzvah on benish mashos of Shmini Atzeres, it's considered the kuliyoma de Shmini, right? Therefore, it is muktzah, it is set aside, it is special for the mitzvah. The entirety of Shmini Atzeres as well. But Esrog, the lokazi le benish mashos, right? You don't need your Esrog benish mashos between Hoshanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres. Right? Pasha says you already davened earlier on Shmini Atzeres, on Hoshanah Rabbah. Right? So therefore, you don't need the Esrog. Therefore, lo is kotzar le benish mashos. Therefore, it's not muktzah, quote unquote muktzah. Again, I rephrase. Muktzah doesn't mean you can't touch it. It means it's set aside for the mitzvah. Therefore, not allowed to use it for mundane purposes. But either way, so therefore, it's if the Esrog is not muktzah benish mashos. Therefore, it's not muktzah, it's not set aside for the entirety of Shmini Atzeres. So Levi, Amar, Levi says, Esrog afilu b'shmini azer. Levi is one step above, right, one step past. That an Esrog, not only is a sukkah azer on Shmini Atzeres, so too is the Esrog. Bavu the Shmuel, Amar, and Shmuel's father says, Esrog b'shvi azer b'shmini mutter. Right, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that's Reish Lakish, I'm sorry. That the Esrog is usher on the seventh day, but it's mutter on Shmini Atzeres. So come Avu the Shmuel b'shitei the Levi, and Avu the Shmuel went back and paskin like Levi that the Esrog is usher even on Shmini Atzeres. Come Rabbi Zera b'shitei the Avu the Shmuel, and Rabbi Zera went and has started holding like Shmuel's father that the Esrog is usher on Shmini Atzeres, usher on Hoshanah Rabbah, but mutter on Shmini Atzeres. Dam Rabbi Zera, as Rabbi Zera said, Esrog shenifsala, and if it's an Esrog became possible. Asr la ochla kol shiva, is you're not allowed to eat it the entirety of 7 days of Sukkot, i.e. on Shmini Atzeres, it is mutter, and that's exactly what Avu the Shmuel said. Am Rav Zeir said, lo ligni inish hoshana li nuka biyom atava kama. If you remember, we've been talking about the Hoshana is very often in the Gemara is used as vernacular for all the Dalad Minim. So you should not buy a Dalad Minim for a kid on the first day of Yontif and give it to him. Why? My timer. Why is that? That seems weird. So the question is, the issue is, you shouldn't give him your own. Meaning, if you remember, you need to own the lulav, the dalad minim on the first day, lukachtem lachem. And if you give it to a tinok, if you give it to a kid, a child, a minor, diyunuka makni kane, but aknu yilo makni. There's a din d'rabbanan that kids, that minors, that ketanim, are able to be kona something. Right, they're able to acquire something, but they don't have proper das to be able to give it over, to be able to give a matana. So therefore, if you give it to the kid, then he can't give it back to you, and you have to own it. So you're going to be stuck. So don't give your esrog, or don't buy. Right, I guess you can buy it for him. That's nice. So you have to have your own though. Then make sure you have your own, and don't give him yours on the first day of Yom. Because otherwise, if he gives it back to you, you'll end up doing the mitzvah with a lulav that's not yours. It'll still be the kid's. And that's a problem on the first day of Yom. While we're on the subject, right, don't tell a kid that you're going to give a kid something, and then you won't give it to him. Why? like Murei Shikra, because he's going to say, right, that he's going to get used to lying, right? He's going to get used to, you know, you're almost teaching him to lie. Shenemar's Pasuk says, Lamdu L'shonim Davar Sheker, right, they taught them to speak falsely, right? It's very important. I recently had an issue with one of my kids, and you know, the school was asking him to do something, and he insisted, and he was right that most of the kids just sign it and sign the contract and sign the paper and tell the school that they're doing X, but really they're not doing it, you know, it's just a game that everybody plays, that he says, and then, yeah, Ichanami, it's probably 98% of kids and parents just sign the paper, send it back because it's just a game, but. Talkless, you know, we not put our foot down, but we explained to them that we really felt uncomfortable signing something that wasn't MS. And if we weren't going to adhere to what the paper said, without getting into details, if we weren't going to do what the school asked, so we felt very uncomfortable signing the paper. And sure enough, right, our son Baruch Hashem agreed, and he was masking him. We signed it, and we did keep. And undertake what the school had asked from us. Okay, and we'll put the Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. This is the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The Itmar, as we said, again, that we said before, right? I mean, what's it called? Rabbi Yochanan says that Esrog is Usher on Hoshana Rabbi Mutter on Shmini Atzeres, the Sukkah is Usher straight through, and Rabbi Shlakish had said that the Usher, that the Esrog is Mutter on Hoshana Rabbi. So this is the same Machlokes. The Ismail, as it was said, Hifresh Shiva Esrog and the Shiva Yamim. If you separate for whatever reason, right, you're very wealthy or you like doing this, I don't know, whatever, you bought 7 Esrogim, one for each day of Sukkot. Amar Rav, Kolachas V'achas Yotzuba Ve'ochlo La'altar. Rav says you can do the mitzvah with it and then eat it right away. Because right? Again, it's only set aside for, let's say, the second day of Sukkot. And then it's done. Rav Asi, Amar Rav Asi says, Kolachas V'achas Yotzuba Ve'ochlo La'machar. Rav Asi says, no, it's Mukta for that day. It was set aside for that day, and for the following day, you can eat it. Right? But my kamefli, what's my focus? It's the same thing as we said before. Right? Samar sabra mitzvah, the mitzvasa iskatsai. One of them holds it's mukta set aside to do the mitzvah, but once you do the mitzvah, so then it becomes just a regular fruit. Amar sabra the kuli yome iskatsai. And the other one holds that it's mukta the entire day, right? Once you set it aside for a mitzvah. If I don't dislike Trey Yomei, what about Nechus Laretz? Right, again, nowadays, what about Nechus Laretz? Hechi Avdinan, what's the halacha? Right, now that you're keeping 2 days misafik, so what, you're not sure when Hoshana Rabba is, Shmini Atzeres, what's going on? So Rabbi says, therefore, Shmini Safek Shvi, on Shmini Atzeres, what in Chutz Laretz is Shmini Atzeres, so then it is Aser. But she Shavik Shmini, but on Simcha, what in Chutz Laretz is Simcha's Torah, so then the Aser is Mutter. Because again, right, you're just avoiding all Shavik. Reimer says, I feel Shmini Shavik Shvi Mutter. No, even Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz is Mutter. That's okay, so Machlokes had to deal with that Shavik. Basura in Surah, which is outside Eretz Yisrael, of the Kamaraymar, they did like Maraymar, and Rav Shisha Bereid Rav Idi Ovid Ke'abaye, and Rav Shisha Bereid Rav Idi did like Abaye, Ve'elchaz Ke'abaye, and Halacha is like Abaye, right, who said that, again, that on Shmini Atzeres, it is Aser, but on Simchas Torah, it already would be Mutter to eat the Aser. Okay, Vayter, we're going to stop here. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.